The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.
And you can add the good people at Rex Gorrell, rexgorrell.com.au. Everything from A to Z. They've also got the new MG and also Isuzu Utes. I tell you, you could hitch one of those up to a Prestige Jaco. There you go. Match made in heaven. Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Brand new and used Jaco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, you name it. Bellarine Highway in Newcombe. Quickly, Bucky, before we go downstairs.
You're laid out for the Bombers. So Michael Hartley comes in replace of Cale Hooker.
Oh, they are just falling like nine pins at the moment, aren't they?
There
the
Bombers. Yeah, that's a big change. Collingwood goes in.
He's still tired from chasing Buddy all those years ago that we've seen replayed.
He's still running.
He might be still running as well. Prestige Jaco downstairs. Dash Parkin is in the house. Come on in.
Thanks, guys. I'm sure, Justin, you wouldn't be too disappointed to hear that late out, but I guess confronting the elephant in the room first, another coaching vacancy, this time your old mob over in the West. So it's been an interesting week. Can you sort of shed some light on, I guess, the process and what it might look like from here?
Yeah, well, not really, because I don't really know. All it is at the moment is media speculation, and obviously my name's been thrown up with a list of others. And if I'm fortunate enough to be a part of the process, I'll accept that and do my best. But at the moment, it's just media speculation.
And I'm sure there'll be more from the boys on that. But in regards to the Pies, the last couple of weeks, the wheel turning very much in the right direction. Last week was an excellent performance. So you must feel that form is coming at the right time.
Yeah, and we probably put it back the last 3 weeks, to be honest. We thought the Gold Coast game we played really well. We were a little bit patchy against Melbourne 2 weeks ago, but it was a good four-quarter performance last week. And the pleasing thing about last week was all phases of our game looked in order. So we scored really heavily off the back of some really good defence and contests. So, yeah, it was pleasing.
Justin, Ian Cohen, Ben Casanelia, Pete Ryan, Darren Buick and also Heath Buck, good luck tonight. We will revisit the coaching stuff towards the tail end of this interview, so you haven't just escaped with the one question. But more importantly tonight, Darcy Moore comes back in, and you forget that Darcy Moore is as big as Brody Grundy, but such an athletic performer and obviously key to your September hopes as well.
Yeah, spot on. He's our best one-on-one defender, our best one-on-one player really in a contest, and probably the last couple of weeks has been a little bit of a RFI for us, that area of our game. We've been losing a few contests, especially in the back half, so he'll shore us up in that area. You know, fingers crossed he gets through the game, and you know, then he has 2 weeks break into his next game, so it should be perfect preparation for him.
Now, I missed the memo. What's an RFI, Boris?
Room for improvement.
Room for improvement. Oh. Okay.
I get plenty of them at home. Oh. They're usually pinned to the fridge.
Like the green slips you constantly get. But what does he do in terms of structures? One thing, but obviously that dash and pace that he does deliver as well.
Yeah, well, he's really adept at playing in, against the really big key forwards. And you know, Madgen and Scharenberg have been doing an honourable job, but they're a little bit undersized. So Darcy comes into the side, allows them to play with their strengths a little bit more and play on their type of players that they're used to playing on, and just makes our balance look a little bit better down the back line.
Justin, Peter Ryan, good luck tonight.
Good on you, Pete.
Just with the coaching stuff, what conversations have you had with Nathan Buckley and Jeff Walsh, given that you're going into an important phase of the year and obviously this potential application for jobs is going to take up a bit of time?
Yeah, well, I had a brief discussion with both of them last week, and it was based around the fact that they're happy for me to explore any options that become available and the club will fully support me. And in turn, I said that I'll fully commit to the job I'm doing at the moment, and that's where my focus lies. So it was as simple as that.
Have you got a capacity, and I know you haven't dealt with Fremantle, but you might have had a chat to St Kilda, to actually say, look, I can't actually go through this process with the full intent until the Pies are done, or is it just you're going to have to ride two horses at once?
Yeah, well, I think Bucks put it the other day, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. So I just think it needs to fit into my schedule, and hopefully it's early in the week and I can make sure that I have enough time to fully commit to the Collingwood Football Club and 100% do my job, and what I can fit in around that, well, I can fit in. So I won't know until I get approached by Fremantle, and that hasn't happened yet, so it's all speculation at this time.
Justin, Boris up here, you're ready to go? Do you think in your own mind you're ready to take that next step and be the head coach?
Yeah, 100%. I've been working towards this for 11 years since I retired. Feel like I've worked in some really big and strong organisations, and been given plenty of opportunity to develop in those situations. So big part of me coming to Collingwood was to take the next step and experience footy in Melbourne and experience a big Melbourne club and learn from a different environment. And I feel like I've done that, and it's rounded me off well.
Did you notice how I helped you with the RFI straight away with that? Obviously, you're going to the club and take new people with you and things like that. Fremantle need a little bit of development. Been doing that for a while now.
Former West Australian, you think, might want to go home?
Do you go and... I know you're not down that level to that point yet, but do you go there and say, well, this is what I want, this is how I go, these are the people I want around me?
Well, I think it's probably not so much about the people around me, but more the skill set of those people. Yep. And what I think I need around me to help support me and allow me to coach to my strengths. And but I haven't really put a lot of thought into that yet, and that's something I'll think about more down the track.
Well, Benny's got my number.
I haven't got Benny's number.
You're
lucky.
On a general sense, Justin, we're intrigued over here about the fishbowl that is Perth. What would it be like coaching in that town, and what are the special kind of characteristics of operating in that environment?
Yeah, well, I mean, I experienced it for probably 18 years. I played and coached over there, so I know it well. And to be honest, it is a little bit more hectic than here, but... it can also be really positive as well. So, you know, there's the ups and downs, and that adds a challenge in itself, because you try and, you know, keep a level playing field as a coach. So you want to ride the troughs and ride the waves. But, you know, just the clubs come under just as much pressure here. Like when Brendan Bolton got sacked from Carlton, it was massive news as well for a week. So I think the thing with Fremantle over there is that we haven't got to game day yet, and once the games start again, things will die down and get back to normal.
And forgive me for this, but could you just confirm there's a report in the paper that you caught up with St Kilda about in the last few weeks? Was that just an informal catch-up or going through the process?
No, it was an informal process. I mean, the way they sort of put it to me was that they'd heard a lot about me and didn't really know me, and it was a good opportunity to have a chat to a couple of the people down there, and I think it went off pretty well, and what will be.
Justin, it's Ben Cassier. Talks with Jeff Walsh and Nathan Buckley. Obviously, K-Rock management needs to be informed about what you're doing.
Yeah, mate, I was going to do that Sunday when I'm on air. Okay. I was going to hit you up for a little bit extra as well.
Yeah, no doubt we can
a bit more profile.
Yeah, we can sort that out. K-Rock's obviously, since you've come on K-Rock, things have just got absolutely gangbusters.
So Street.
If K-Rock isn't mentioned in your press conference when you are announced as a Fremantle coach, we'll be all bitterly disappointed. Did you find out, is it true you found out about Ross Lyon being sacked by Fremantle while you were on a radio program in WA?
To be honest, it was 2 minutes before I do a weekly slot over there on the radio. I think Steve-O tweeted it out first, and then the guy who does the interview said, "Oh, you wouldn't believe it, Ross has just been sacked," and sort of caught me by surprise a little bit. I didn't expect that, and it was a bit surreal, really.
Oh, well, look, we wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Back to tonight's game. It's a big one. You know, you want to find good form. Richmond and West Coast are both in really good form. You're hoping you had some doldrums at some points at the back end of the season, but as Koza said, you're getting troops back, and this is a really important stepping stone into September.
Yeah, it is, and we want to continue the good form that we've shown the last 3 weeks. And, we came into a period where we weren't going well, and we sort of reset the season and started again. And ever since that point, we feel like we've built each week, and this is just another stepping stone. And like you said, we need to win tonight to put some pressure on a couple of those other teams in the top four. And hopefully one of them slips up.
And Jordan Degoe, do you expect him to be available for the first final? And just to follow up to that, still side bottom. Was there a bit of mirth about that, the poor bugger?
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, men tend to laugh when it first happens, but it was pretty obvious there for a while that he wasn't right, and he was in discomfort an hour or 2 hours later. So, obviously got it scanned, and or if that's what you do to a...
Ruptured testicle,
I'm not sure what you do.
Yeah, everyone laughs, so long as it's not you.
Absolutely. And he feels like it's all repaired really well, and he's starting to feel better already, so... We hope it's just the 1 week. Scotty Thompson did a similar injury and just missed 1 week. So, we're fingers crossed that both him and Geordie both get up for the first final.
Do you ice it, Justin?
I'm actually not sure. I didn't get that deep with him when I was asking him.
Justin doesn't.
It doesn't blow up like a Pakistani marquee, does it? How does it operate?
Not sure. I've never had it done.
Okay.
Ben's got a bit of an infatuation. Hey, one thing we did open with tonight was Jaden Stevenson's return. How's that been handled at Clubland? And just take us through the machinations of him coming to the club and saying, hey, listen, there's a potential loophole here.
Yeah, well, I don't know the ins and outs of it, apart from the fact that I think he went to Jeff Walsh, and then the CEO went and asked the AFL, and the AFL agreed that his suspension finishes tonight, and it's a really, it's a real, I suppose, leg up for his preparation going into finals. Sometimes you can be a little bit rusty going into your first game, so he gets to belt a bit of that rust off on Saturday in the VFL, and hopefully it primes him for a finals return.
Is he worried at all about the fact that the way the public's reading it, that seems to be a little bit of a bit smart by half, trying to sneak in a little bit early?
I wouldn't imagine so. He's a pretty confident kid, and he's a really good kid, so I think he'll put it behind him and execute his role and do a good job tomorrow.
And having played tonight, do you then sit as a group and obviously watch the next couple of matches, see where the Magpies are going to end up? You've got not so much your fate about playing finals, but where you're going to end up. Good result, good rest all the way through to Sunday.
Yeah, I think we'll all watch plenty of footy over the weekend. But we've got 2 weeks leading into our next game, so we're not as though we have to jump straight into the opposition. And as you said, we probably won't know until Sunday. So, it's just a good opportunity to see a lot of different teams play and see what sort of form they're in leading into finals.
Well, Justin, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. You're certainly a man of the news at the moment, so I know you'll be direct dial to the KROQ newsroom as soon as the appointment or not is made. And we'll be able to release it here. Is that right? Is that the deal?
Yep. And I had a fair few offers for the radio tonight, and I put you guys first. So
good work.
I know where it all started.
Never forget where you came from. Well done, Justin. Good luck tonight.
See you, boys.
Justin Longmuir downstairs with Darren Parkin.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.